Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Stark Edge. Your boy Dylan Brooks here, ready to help you stay sharp, stay grounded, and most importantly, stay freaking awesome. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, isn't gratitude just a fluffy, feel-good thing? And hey, yeah, it can definitely make you feel good, but there's more to it than that. Practicing gratitude daily is like giving your whole life a serious upgrade. It's not about being blindly happy all the time, let's be real. Life throws curveballs, but it's about choosing to focus on the good stuff, even in the midst of the chaos. Trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy philosophy, it's backed by science. Studies show that practicing gratitude can actually boost your mood, improve your sleep, and even strengthen your relationships. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of gratitude and how to make it a daily habit in your life. First things first, why should you care about this? Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, constantly complaining about what you don't have? We all get there, right? But here's the thing. Focusing on what's lacking only amplifies those negative feelings. Gratitude flips that script. It shifts your attention to what's already good in your life, no matter how small. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle. If you keep training it to focus on negativity, that's all it'll get stronger. But when you actively practice gratitude, you're essentially building a new neural pathway, one that focuses on the positive. That means a happier, more resilient you. Now, let's talk about how to actually do this. It's not as complicated as you might think. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build a daily gratitude practice. 1. Start small. You don't need to become a full-blown gratitude guru overnight. Start by simply identifying one thing each day that you're genuinely grateful for. It could be anything, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Just take a moment to acknowledge and appreciate it. 2. Make it a ritual. Habits are formed through repetition, so try incorporating gratitude into your daily routine. Maybe write down 3 things you're grateful for before bed each night. Or start your day by taking a few moments to reflect on something positive that happened yesterday. 3. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep those feelings bottled up inside. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, whether it's a simple thank you or a heartfelt letter. Sharing your gratitude can strengthen your relationships and create a ripple effect of positivity. 4. Focus on the little things. Life is full of small moments that often go unnoticed. Take time to savor those everyday joys of warm shower after a long day, the smell of fresh baked cookies, a good laugh with a friend. These little things add up and contribute to your overall sense of well-being. 5. Practice gratitude even when things are tough. This one can be challenging, but it's crucial. Even when life throws you curveballs, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's the support of loved ones, your own resilience, or the opportunity to learn and grow from the experience. Think about the time you were really stressed out, work deadlines, family drama, maybe even a flat tire on the way to an important meeting. I bet there was at least one tiny thing in that chaos that you could have been grateful for. Maybe it was a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious cup of coffee that got you through the morning, or simply realizing how strong you are when facing tough times. See what I mean? Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are rough. It's like having a secret weapon that helps you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Alright, folks, remember those 5 key takeaways. Start small, make it a ritual, express your gratitude, focus on the little things, and practice gratitude even when things are tough. These aren't just words, these are actionable steps that can change your life for the better. So go out there and start spreading some gratitude. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of positivity in their life. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.